Folks, I have said many times that Pakistan is not a viable country. As a matter of fact, no Muslim country in this world is a viable country. It is a country which has failed in every aspect of life because Islam has no human right. Islam has no women right. As a matter of fact, women are considered as a fitna, means big trouble. And Prophet said 10 times, 10 places in Hadith, which of course was written like after 200-300 years, but every information we have how Muhammad took woman as a human being or as a slave or as a trouble, very clear indication is that he called them fitna more than 10 times. And the famous hadith which says when he was dying that I am leaving a fitna in my for my followers, Ummah, and that is a woman. Because Muhammad, although he liked women, he hated his wives. Almost every wife he had, and he married 23 times, he failed to get anyone who he really liked. Aisha is supposed to be his beloved wife, but he has many issues with Aisha as well, and she was not a happy wife. So in Pakistan and general, and in Muslim world in particular, because the women are considered low level, half the men, and not even a human being, it is impossible that the woman can play their part in the society and bring the society up, create some human rights, respect of everybody, which generally women do or are forced to do. And the most of all, women are the main motivator of economy. They are the main source in a progressive economy, because it is woman who changes everything in man's life. It changes his IQ. It brings intelligence into his mind, because generally women are very smart, particularly in Muslim world, smarter than any Muslim man. So if they lead in the society, they will create a society which will be progressive, where a lot of jobs will be created. It's a known fact that in civilized world or everywhere in the world, women are the main reason why economy goes up, sales go up, and the industries go up. Because when the women, they act and they have earning capacity whereby they earn money on their own, have education given to them by the laws of the country and the constitution, they excel in everything, and that creates an extraordinary economy. There is a very common saying that 65% of the malls or the supermarket sale is because of women, because they have the habit of buying things as soon as they see it. They don't think about whether it is viable or not, and most of the time they are good for the family, and at the same time they rotate the money in the market. Any country which has where women have rights, the economic growth is exponential. Where in Muslim world, the economy grows hardly with any significant value. I mean, most people will say, oh, look at this, Saudi Arabia and UAE. But all these countries were very poor. They were hand to mouth until the oil was explored in those areas. in Saudi Arabia in particular, the oil was started, the exploration of oil started because of a Pakistani. His name was Ajab Khan, whom the later Saudis gave the nationality, and his kids are still Saudis. But that was a big mistake of Ajab Khan, because that changed everything for the worst. The Muslim Ummah was so badly targeted by Saudis that they destroyed every Muslim country economy. As a matter of fact, every third world country ran in trouble when they started blackmailing oil, when they created OPEC, which was nothing but an oil blackmailer gang. They reduced the production when the price go down, and they increase the production when the price go up. So this particular blackmail is what was behind the destruction or economic collapse of Pakistan, like any other Muslim country, because their oil bill, which used to be 100 million, went up to 2 billion, and the balance of payment was totally disturbed. Then came, with the oil boom, came the jobs for Pakistanis in Saudi Arabia, and that created a booming economy for Mecca and Medina, because every Pakistani was told that this is compulsory, and not only compulsory, but if you send your parents Hajj, you also go to Jannah and get a big house over there. Then the people start doing Hajj and bringing their parents, and then doing Hajj in the name of their grandparents and grandparents, and hundreds and thousands of Hajis, they started doing smuggling from Saudi Arabia, and they made money at the cost of Pakistani taxpayers. The billions of rupees lost in taxes was the reason why Pakistan government could not collect enough taxes since the oil boom, because the export could not be increased, the import increased, and then the Hajj and Umrah shit drama went uncontrolled, and over $5 to $6 billion is wasted by Pakistanis in this shitty ritual, which is not even compulsory, because the country has more than $130 billion, and not even a single Pakistani is supposed to go to Hajj. But the oil boom or oil blackmail, which Saudis did, gave them extra money, and that extra money they used 2.5% as zakat, and started putting masjids and mosques and their mullahs in those masjids. That created Wahhabi mentality of stupidity and this drama of shirk, which divided the Pakistani nation from its core. It disturbed everything in Pakistan. Then after the Afghan war, Ziaul-Haq, he sold Pakistan for free to Saudi Thuggery, and that created the atmosphere of guns and drugs, and the destruction of Pakistan was confirmed. Many intellectuals had told Ziaul-Haq, he is going to a path which is going to bite us in the back. And that is exactly what happened. So in Pakistan, this Islam has created a culture which is totally against job creation. I mean, so much so that 250 million strong country only exports 24 billion a year, while they have the potential of exporting more than 240 billion. Israel, a few million, less than 10 million, exports more than $150 billion. Even Indian export is 10 times than Pakistan's export, while its population is only 5 times. And with the priorities which Indians put as against Pakistan, where the Ziaul-Haq was trying to Islamize everything, put Allah in textbooks, put Quran in textbooks, and the best and the worst And the worst book on the planet was decided to be compulsory for every Pakistani man. A book which has nothing. A book which is full of mistakes and blunders. Even calculations are not correct. But that book was put on top of every Pakistani head, and they were told, oh, Allah created Pakistan and we must obey his laws. The laws which were 7th century ideology, a tribal culture ideology, an ideology of killing, harassment and abusing women, an ideology where the kids can be killed by the father and there is no crime on it. This is what the Sharia says. And then on top of that, this shit of Islam in Iran divided Muslims in two groups and they started fighting mercilessly. I mean, it is unbelievable that we have more than 200 Shia doctors killed for no reason. I mean, every doctor country creates has more than 2-3 million rupees invested on it. But they were mercilessly killed by calling them kafir, and Pakistan lost valuable human talent and human brain. Doctors are always considered a great asset to any society, any town, any mohalla they live, because they save life. But the destruction of life, the destruction of women rights was the main reason why Pakistan went into an absolute anarchy, a fascist ideology, which you can see the worst of it today. When Imran Khan is being harassed and will be killed. This is my assessment. I hope it does not happen. But the culture is such that it is unable to create jobs, while the population has increased 5 times since 1970. And the jobs are hardly any. Even in agriculture, the jobs are very limited because the lack of support of banks and the government does not allow farmers to put modern technology in it, modern seeding or any progress in increasing the production of cultivated land. In rest of the world, even many third world countries, per acre yield is almost 3 to 4 times than what Pakistan is doing. That is why, although an agriculture country, it's unable to feed itself. Everything is imported. 1 year we have to import grain. 2nd year we have to import cotton. 3rd year we have to import rice and vegetable. Even tomatoes are imported from Iran and India or Afghanistan, because we are not able to produce enough agricultural product which is in daily use in Pakistan. On top of that, we spend more than $5-6 billion on import of oil, which could be easily produced. Pakistan is a cultivated agricultural land, and we could have grown the palm oils, we could have grown sunflower oils and extract oil from there so that we don't have to spend $6 billion. We could have banned Hajj and Umrah shit and could have saved $5-6 billion. And those savings can be used to educate people. No country in the world can have any progress unless its populace is educated. And in every civilized country, as I have said many times, the education up to inter is free. It is compulsory. Health care for kids is compulsory. And a proper shelter or income for the family whose kids go to school is compulsory. If the parents are poor, they are given necessary funds so that they can educate their kids, give them good food, and create a healthy family. But unfortunately, in Pakistan, the only preference is the military game. How they can create more defense colonies and how they can take over the agricultural land of Pakistan. Everywhere you see, there are housing colonies spreading all over the country under Defense Housing Association, under DHA. Even Supreme Court warned the DHA to not get involved into commercial activities where they are exploiting every housing colony. They force them to put DHA alliance, and then the value of the housing go up and they make good profit out of it. That is why the country is unable to solve any of the issues, whether it is housing, whether it is education, whether it is culture, you name it. Culture has gone to such a low downhill level that we have no respect for anybody. Even parents are fighting with kids. Two brothers are fighting with each other. Everybody wants their father to die early so that they can take over his land or properties or whatever he has. And that actually is the reason why the country will never ever progress. There is no way that such a low quality, low IQ, stupid culture can produce any job. And without producing jobs, without creating an atmosphere of international friendship, there can never be foreign investment. No dollar can come to Pakistan unless the country has a friendly culture where everybody is loved. But this shit of Islam only created haters of Pakistan in the world. One day, the France government is abused, is cursed. Another day, we have Sudish being cursed because somebody made a cartoon about Muhammad. And all these cartoons, if you look into them, you will see that these are all based on the facts, on the life of Muhammad. One major cartoon or a small movie which created big havoc in Muslim world was from a story detailed in the first Siratul Nabi, first Sirah book of Muhammad written by Ibn Ishaq. And that was not just created trouble in Muslim world, but also the rest of the world. And then that movie which was made by some Egyptian had to be taken out. But that movie, I believe, is somewhere still in the internet. And you can see, and then you can read Ibn Ishaq's Siratul Nabi. You will see the incident which he has filmed is in that book. So there is nothing these people have done wrong, but because the mullahs, they have particularly created such an atmosphere where anything you say about Muhammad, you're liable to be killed. That is why, so that they can make more money and they can have more influence on their followers or on their area, Muslims, where they are praying or leading their prayers in the mosque. Because for them, Muhammad is very important. Although no Pakistani reads the history that Muhammad was not even liked by his own associates. He was buried after 3 days, and only 9 people were in attendance when he was buried. But all this hoopla and drama that he was loved so much is nothing but absolute false claims. And they are made because the mullahs, they want to make money on it. As a matter of fact, the laws in Pakistan, they force through Ziaulhaq, are such that every mullah has everybody's ball in his hand. Even if you have not said anything about Muhammad, they will make a fake claim and put you in jail under blasphemy law. And in many cases, the land of the Christians and Hindus were taken over by these mullahs by making false claim that they have blasphemed and have said something about Muhammad or Quran or something. This was the reason why we could not create a friendly atmosphere. I mean, imagine a Sri Lankan manager who wanted his company to grow, and all he probably said was that these prayers are hurting my production, and then he was lynched and killed in cold blood. This is how bad the situation in Pakistan is. So when we see a $500 billion GDP in Pakistan, and this is going on since last 10 years, we can see that there is no way Pakistan government can collect the taxes even to run the government. I mean, they are taking loan from all over the world just to run the government. Forget about putting any money for poor or for industrialization or whatnot, because the world community does not like Pakistani systems and Pakistani government. No one likes this thug, interpass, idiot journals who have no idea what this life is about. They only know one thing, how they can be billionaire. And of course they are. I mean, the only military which has billionaires in whole world is from Pakistan. Because there is no money for poor, there is no money for education, they hardly allocate like 1.6%, but unlike most Southeastern countries which have as much as 6% for education, there is no way that Pakistani nation can educate their kids. And there is no way that enough jobs can be created in Pakistan. So this failed state has to be removed from the face of the earth. It is very important to save the life and provide some justice to 250 million Pakistanis who are being exploited, who are being murdered, and who are being looted, plundered by this interpass bastards who have no shame, no conscience. And the way they are destroying the political parties in Pakistan and had been destroying it since last 70 years is good enough lesson for the world to act. Because no matter which government comes in Pakistan, these journals will never allow them to work honestly. Because as everybody knows, corruption starts from the top, and they are the most corrupt. So it is time that world take care of this failed state and save 250 million poor Pakistanis who are getting poorer and poorer by the day because there is no job. And then on top of that, they are told by mullahs, you can produce as many kids as you like because Allah is the provider. While no Pakistani knows that Allah does nothing. Allah is only for the good of Arabs. So more Hajis and stupid Pakistanis can go to Umrah and waste money over there. This mentality is definitely going to doom Pakistan, and very near, because I don't see even Pakistan seeing year 2030. They will explode, they will implode, and the situation worse than Sri Lanka is coming very soon. Think about it. God bless you.